This and other podcasts are available on the Gun Rights Radio Network, gunrightsradio.com. Podcasting freedom.
Hello and welcome to the Handgun World Podcast. Today I'm going to be your host, Ben Branham, and I carry a gun because, well, I can't carry a cop. Even though I'm 6'2", 300 pounds, not that cops are that big as I am, but, they just don't fit in my holster. So I got to carry my own gun. Normally you'd hear Bob Main talking to you, and Bob gave me the opportunity to talk to you all about gun shows. And this is going to be an MSP. That stands for Modern Self-Protection. That's my podcast and my brand over there, modernselfprotection.com. Go over there and check that out. But we're going to talk about gun shows and gun show buying today. If you're like me, you love gun shows. I absolutely adore them. And, well, I've been getting an opportunity to work at Sparks Firearms here in San Antonio, and he likes to go to all the gun shows and sell all his guns. I mean, like everything. He'll bring the whole shop with him out there to the gun show to put on display. It's a lot of fun working with all the guns. Sometimes it's not. You got to zip tie them all, and they all got to be pretty. And some of the stuff that isn't as fun as you think it should be, like setting up and tearing down, is a lot. Did you know every gun comes with its own serialized box? Yes. I did not know that until I started working at a gun show or in a gun shop, is that every gun has its own box, and they're all serialized. They're all matched. So it's kind of fun to get a rifle and match the plastic case and then match the hard and then match like the shipping box. Anyways, I'm rambling on about how it's a pain in the rump. So anyways, just some knowledge for you. They all come with a stinking box, and all the boxes have serial numbers on them. So it's not all that much fun. But more importantly, I thought I'd get here and talk about gun shows. I've been working for the last 6 months. I've been working two or three gun shows a month, probably on average two gun shows a month for like the last 6-7 months. So I've got to see a bunch of them here in San Antonio. I always take a couple minutes and run through them, which is always a lot of fun. And I'm always working the booth and talking to people. So I thought I'd get on here and talk to you a little bit about going to gun shows, about making deals at gun shows, buying stuff, and just, I don't know, overall tips. First of all, there's some stuff to look out for to go to gun shows. Even here in the gun-friendly state of Texas, about a third of the gun shows put up what we call a 30-06 sign, and that's the penal code that makes it illegal for us to carry our concealed weapons on the premises. And it's a big no-no to violate that sign. I hate that sign, by the way, all of you that run gun shows out there. If you really want me to come, don't put up that sign. So, anyways, be aware that there might be a sign when you walk into the gun show. Yes, that's really oddball that I'm going to a gun show and it says no guns. Irony. Anyways, so be aware that that could happen and have a plan of what to do with your gun. Either go back to your car and unload it and then carry it open, or lock it in your car, or whatever you're going to do. When you go there with a gun, there'll be a police officer sitting there 99 times out of 100, and he's going to, inspect your firearm, which means he wants to know that it's unloaded, and he's going to put a zip tie through the action so that you cannot load around. These zip ties break all the time. It's not that big a deal to cut one off. Some of the gun shows will say no live ammo. You can't bring any live ammo in, even though there's live ammo for sale. Tell you the truth, I've gone around this a lot. I've gone to the gun show, checked in my firearm, and had the zip tie put on, put it back in my holster, had my shirt tucked in behind it, and then put a filled magazine in my pocket. Yes, you have to break the zip tie and load the gun, but hey, having ammo is better than not having ammo, right? So normally that's not against the rules. They just want to make sure. And yes, I know it's dumb and all sorts of things happen, but every gun that's in the gun show is supposed to have a zip tie on it so that a round cannot be chambered and fired. And why do you think that is? Yes, there has been a number of numbskull idiot things happen at a gun show because somebody will carry a loaded gun in and then want to see, oh, will this holster fit, or they want to show off their gun. So they pull out their gun and hand it to somebody that doesn't know it's loaded. And what happens? You get a bang. You know how Bob says, what's the loudest sound you ever heard? A bang when you're expecting a click? Yeah, And then there's hundreds, if not thousands of people in this room at one time. So chances are pretty good that somebody's going to be hit by that round or hurt by it going off. So, I mean, that's, I see why they're doing it. Us, I hope you that are listening to the show follow those safety rules all the time and would not be pulling out your loaded gun to show somebody or to try in a holster, that you would keep that thing hidden away. But it has happened, and that's why the gun shows do a lot of that controversial stuff. And it has nothing to do with the gun grabbers, because I've met some of these people that host the shows and everything, and they are generally gun people. Has nothing to do with political means. It's all about that liability and that, hey, some of these guys have been running shows for 10, 15 years, and they've had live rounds cranked off in their show. How much do you think that would scare you if you're standing next to that? So be prepared to have that happen. Other things to look out for while you're going in is that somebody's going to ask you, if you have a gun displayed, somebody will probably ask you if you want to sell it. And if you're like me and don't care about your guns that much, or, well, I hate to sell a gun, but if I had one of my Glocks on and somebody offered me the right price for it, yes, I would sell it. And you're probably like that if you're just carrying your everyday carry gun and it's nothing special. I know some of you have that customized 1911 that you carry around every day and you're not going to sell it for any price. But be prepared if you're carrying a gun, somebody's going to ask you, you know, hey, do you want to sell that? Be prepared and be on the lookout for some of these, I don't know what you'd call it, a reverse sting by a police officer, or more like a Bloomberg mayor against illegal guns BS money guy that is trying to catch you on a camera selling your gun to somebody without paperwork. So just be prepared and talk to the person. And, you know, I carry my Glock 19 around. If somebody walks up and offers me $1,000 for it and says he doesn't want to do any papers for it, you know, he doesn't want to do any paperwork on it, he doesn't want to tell me his name, hello, ding, 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 ding. Not only could that be a police officer or one of these undercover, quote, stings by, I don't know, the local news or something, but it also could be a dirtbag that's trying to get a gun that shouldn't have it, a gun. If you give him, you know, if you give somebody a felon, if you hand him a firearm, that is against the law for you to do. So just don't do stupid things. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. Since my Glock is only worth about $500 new, and if somebody offers me $1,000 for it used, you can start to see the problem. So just be on the lookout for that. If you're carrying a gun, somebody's going to ask you if you want to buy it. Just be prepared. No, or, you know, give them an extravagant price. Like, I have my Glock a little bit customed out. If somebody offered me $1,000 or $1,100 for it, I would probably sell it. So, you know, just tell them the absurd amount of price. And if they say yes, do some paperwork. Make sure that that is a good person and not somebody that's trying to, you know, cut a felon or whatever. Anyways, enough on that. Just don't be caught doing that stupid crap. Next, if you're going to buy a gun from a person standing there, be careful. This is where the worst of the worst of our society or our culture comes to hang out sometimes, or these gun shows. And it has been known that a stolen gun will be sold walking around the gun show. And generally what it is stolen is the kid took it from his dad, or the husband, the wife during the divorce took it from the husband and said she never saw it. All that stuff is not typically somebody that stole it out of a gun shop somewhere, but it's kind of that kind of stolen, and you don't want to get anything involved in that. So watch out for those guns. They're out there. It's really rare, but be careful. If the guy doesn't have a good backstory, or the lady doesn't have a good backstory where the gun came from, it's probably a, you know, watch out gun. And then anytime you do private person-to-person sales, and check your local laws. Here in Texas, you don't have to get the government involved. They don't have to say okay. In California, you do, and you have to go through the waiting period. So both of you would have to go to the gun shop, turn in the gun, go through the waiting period, do the background check, and then you could take your gun. And they may or may not be checking if that gun is stolen. So if you pay that person $700 and then hand it to the gun shop, and they hold it for 10 days and they check to see it's stolen, you come back to pick up the gun, there may be a police officer waiting for you when you pick up that gun. And he's going to want to know how you got that stolen firearm. If he's nice, he'll ask you. If he's mean, he'll let the district attorney ask you after he arrests you. So we don't want to play with any of those stolen guns. It's easier to talk to the person to figure it out. And when I say do paperwork on it, I mean from that person, you still want driver's license copy. I mean, the easiest way is to snap a picture with your phone now. And you want, you know, address, name, and a bill of sale done and signed by both of you. And that just to protect everybody. And that way you can always track who sold you that gun if you do have the ooh, boo, boo, somebody finds that gun and says it's stolen 10 years from now. I mean, we keep guns forever. If you're like me, I've got stuff in my safe that's probably 20 years old. But when is law enforcement ever going to check the gun that I have? Probably never. But if they ever do, I need to be able to prove where it came from. All right. Last part about what to watch for is that you got to go in there with an open mind when it comes towards the dealers. Many of the dealers, like the one I work for, very, very honest. They're not all liars, and they're not going to lie to you to make a sale. When somebody comes by and asks me about a gun, and I tell you that's the last one we have, I mean, you're looking at the last one we have. I don't have another one stashed somewhere. I know some guys think that when I say this is the last one we got, I could probably go this weekend, he thinks I'm lying that I have four others underneath the counter ready to replace that one as soon as he buys it. And, well, that's simply not the truth. So all the dealers aren't lying to you. And then on the other half, not all dealers are trustworthy. The last show I just went to, somebody came by wanted a Smith & Wesson M&P series 9mm. Said the other dealer had it for $20, $30 less, something like that. We don't make deals like that just because on those plastic guns that are only $500, the profit margin is so slim. If we gave $30 off, we wouldn't be making any money. They couldn't pay my salary. They couldn't pay for the booth to be there. And they couldn't pay to have the shop open. So it just wasn't going to happen. That guy went back over there, started looking at it, and started asking him. And that dealer went down on a $550 gun. They went down to $415. And then that guy inspected the gun. And it turned out that that gun was used. So not all dealers are totally trustworthy. Be careful of that. Kind of watch out for that and take everything with a grain of salt and try to get to know that dealer to know if they're telling the truth or not. All right, let's go over some tips and tricks on buying guns at the gun show. First of all, you need to know what you want and the general price. That is the best way to get a deal. Here in Texas, guns are cheaper at the gun show than most shops, and that is how you do it. You got to know your price and what you want, and then you can price shop, and it's really cool. You can get some really great deals, find some really good stuff. I bought a Caltech P32 for like $250 when the retail price is like $330 or something at the time. Got it super cheap walking around the gun show just asking everybody. And somebody said, well, I'll beat that price. And wouldn't you know it? Got a brand new gun. And I inspected to make sure it was a brand new gun. You want to also know how popular that gun is. Right now, the XDS 9mm, yeah, go ahead, find one. If you see one to handle, you'd be lucky. Sparks Firearms got one in at 9:30 in the morning. The shop opened at 10. Steve, the owner of the shop, took a picture of the gun, put it on Facebook. 20 minutes later, there was somebody standing outside waiting for the shop to open to buy that gun. So you're probably not going to find one of those. Know how popular it is. The XDSs in 9mm are super hot. The Shields, Smith & Wesson Shields in 40 are just, I mean, might as well as be as hot. They come and they go just as fast. Have it in the shop for a day and they're gone. The Shield 9mm, they're super hot too. They'll be gone in a week. Most of the dealers will sell those out or replenish them in a week or so. And the XDS 45. Those are about the hottest guns on the market right now. They come and go like a flash. They're here and then they're gone. We never even see them. I mean, people are waiting so we can put them in the legal paperwork and then sell them to them. So, anyways, know how popular the gun is. You know, a Glock, everybody has. Those are the hot guns right now. And then just, I guess there's the popular guns, a Glock everybody has, and then the oddball stuff. And the oddball stuff, well, it's the oddball stuff. Like, I got a Glock 29 10mm at the shop right now, and that's, I mean, when's the last time you saw that? I saw the paperwork and it says Glock 29, and I went, what's a Glock 29? Had to open it up. It's the 10mm subcompact version of a Glock. All right, let's talk about those kind of specific categories. The most popular guns. like the XCS, that Shield, anything on that level. I'm trying to think of any other guns that are that hot right now. And not really. But some of the little guns are. Ruger LCRs are really hot right now. I haven't seen one in a long time. I had three or four people ask me for one. And I laughed because I bought the last one the shop had. And we haven't seen one since. So if you find something, if you're looking for something that nobody else has and they say they're really hard to get right now, you know this by calling a dealer or looking at your local shop or something. Man, when you're going through the gun show, get there early, go through there. As soon as you see one, stop and buy one if it's at all a reasonable price. And you can get the prices by going to the dealer's actual webpage and seeing what the MSRP is. If it's at MSRP or below, it's a good price. If it's a little bit above, it's okay. You know, you're looking for something around MSRP. If it's double that, you know, you probably don't want to buy it. You can wait a couple months and it will get cheaper, or order one and it'll come in and you can get it for half the price. But I had this happen to me again and again at the gun show. We had one 9mm Shield on the table and that's all we had. A couple people came by and he goes, "Oh yeah, the Shield, that price, oh, that's a pretty good price." I'm like, "Well, then buy it. That's the only one we got, and it'll be gone in a couple hours tops." They didn't believe me, came back. I had two people do the same thing. They, "Well, I'm going to go check other prices." I'm like, "Okay, bye." And they came back, "Yeah, gone." "Oh yeah, the other guys was gone too." And one of the guys actually had to walk out of the show without buying a gun because, well, he wanted to go price shop one of the hottest guns on the market. If it's a good deal, just buy it. And the last part of that is the gun dealer knows what's hot better than you do. So if you're trying to buy one of those hot guns and you walk in, I had somebody ask me one of the XDS 4E5s. We only had one of them. To my surprise, it took like 4 or 5 hours to sell that thing. But 4 or 5 hours, see what I mean? How fast those things go? And that surprised me that it wasn't gone before noon. It was like one or two before that thing was gone. Don't ask the dealer if he can get a break on it. When you ask me that, if, and somebody did about that 9mm Shield, "Hey, can I get $50 off of that gun?" No, you make me want to put $50 onto that price. Instead of selling it for $550, I want to sell it to you for $6. Just because it's, I mean, just think about if you knew you had the hottest item in this whole show and somebody's asking you to lower the price. It's almost insulting, and you really get all your goodwill you'd get with the dealer is just gone. I mean, anything. If somebody asks me for the Shield and goes, "Oh, can you lower the price?" Nope. I don't even look around for anybody's no answers, just no. "Can you hold it for me?" No, not after you asked me to lower the price. Forget it. You just lost all your goodwill with that dealer. And yes, there is a time to make a deal, but that is not it when you're looking to buy the hottest thing. So if you're looking to buy a hot gun, get there early, run around, find it. Once you see it, if it's around MSRP, just buy it. Don't even bother looking the rest of the way. It'll make your whole time at the gun show more enjoyable, and it'll just be easier for you. The next category is kind of a popular gun, and when I think about that, I think about Glock 9mm, Glock 40s, kind of Glock anything, almost all the Glock 45s, that kind of, just something that everybody has. And right now, it's SIG, like SIG's 226s, Glock's 9s, 40, 45s, FNS's, the striker-fired guns. It seems like every dealer has these kind of things. Trying to think what else. Oh, at this last show was the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard, that little 380 with the laser already in it. Everybody seemed to have one of those. But the popular guns, you can go and try to get a deal. Same thing, but everybody knows they have them. And here's the big secret about the dealers at the gun show that nobody wants to talk about, that everybody knows is there, and it's kind of that backroom secret. The dealers are price matching each other. Literally, when I'm setting up the tables, it takes us, you know, a couple hours to set up all those guns. And as I'm putting them all out, I will have all the other dealers walk by like they're interested in every gun, but they're going through to see what they are selling, and they're looking at the prices I have on the table. And, well, we've seen advertised prices from other dealers going to a gun show, and we've matched those prices too. So on those popular things like the Glock 9mm, a Glock 19, a Glock 17, Glock 22, the dealers are going to have within $5 or $10 of the same price every single one. It's not worth the effort to go save $5, trust me. Especially if you get the dealer's attention and you can talk to the dealer, just buy it right then. If you don't, you could be sorry. But the other half of it is I could spend all day running back and forth all these aisles through the show. And if you've ever been to a big show, you know that you can never remember where that one gun dealer is. You know, there was that one thing I wanted to buy. Where was it? I don't know. You never remember, right? So it's just easier if you I want a Glock 19 Gen 4, and they're MSRP at $575. And I walk down, and there's one for $575. I walk two tables away. There's another one for $575. Three tables down on one aisle over, there's another one for $575. You're not going to find a better price. You might search all day, and you might come across that one that is for $540 or $550. But more than likely, you'll find one that's cheaper, and it'll be at like $565 or $570. You could spend the entire day searching to save $10. You probably paid $5 to $10 to get into the show. So, I mean, that's, to me, it's not worth it. Go in there, popular gun, know what the MSRP is, see a couple tables. If they're all the same price, just pick the guy you like the best to buy the gun from or the guy you can get the attention from, and just buy the gun. Then the rest of the time, you can have the gun. You can look for holsters, you know, whatever. If you want new sights, if you want a cool scope for it, if you're buying an AR or something like that, just go in and have fun. And the rest of the time, you can look at cool stuff and decide whether it fits your gun or not. When you go by and you see that really cool new holster design that nobody else has done before, and there's you're like, huh, I wonder how that would fit that new gun that I want to buy. You can either have the gun right there and take it out and put it in there and see if you want the holster or not, or you can then, at the end of the show, try to go back after you found the saved $5 run through. Anyways, I hope you're seeing what I'm saying, and it's not because I want to sell you more guns. If you buy it from another dealer, I want to give you the tips to make your gun show more enjoyable, and it really does get old, and I've seen people stressing out. Not me, because I won't do this. It's just not worth the $5 for me, but I've seen guys running up and down the table stressed about saving $10 on a Glock. And I've had guys come back and go, oh yeah, I couldn't remember where you guys were and I found you and you had the best price on a Glock. And he looks down and I've got the same price on a Glock that everybody else does. And he goes, oh, it wasn't you. And it's almost panic in his eyes, like trying to find that super... What a waste of time and a stressful... Unless you really like hunting deals like that, forget it. Just find it. Everybody's got the same price. Buy it from the dealer that you like, and then go from there. Oddball stuff. Like that Glock 29. You're looking for a Glock 10mm, or you're looking for a Colt. Crud, I'm trying to get on the 9mm kick here. But you're looking for a Colt 10mm Gold Cup. I can't remember the designation of that one, but the 10mm 1911. Really oddball gun. They're hard to find. You come into the show, you see one, you buy one. It's that easy. And this is where you might be able to make a deal. Yes, it's a rare gun, but not very many people want a 10mm 1911. So here's the kind of the guns that you can make a deal is in those oddball kind of rarities that they might have sitting on the shop. You know, the guy might have that thing sitting on the shop wall for 4 months. He might have taken it to 10 gun shows by now, and he's just ready to get rid of the stupid thing. There's where you can find a deal. There's where you can chew him down on price a little bit. There's where you can say, hey, would you give me a break? And don't just say, give me a break. Tell them you would like $50 off. Would you take, and cash always talks at a gun show. If you have Benjamins in your pocket and pull out a wad of hundreds and you want to buy a $1,200 Colt Python, now we're talking, let's make a deal. If you say, hey, $1,200 is too expensive, I just want a deal, the dealer may or may not say, whatever, go away. But a lot of the dealers will make you a deal, and it's only going to be on those rarities. And the popular guns, forget it. On those really extremely hot guns that are hard to find, forget it. They ain't going to make a deal. And if you ask, like I said, you'll just lose all your goodwill and faith. But on these oddball things, go ahead. It doesn't hurt. I think those Colt 10mm are going for like $1,400. If you see one on the table for $1,400, you go, would you take $1,300 cash for that thing? And then pull out a wad of Benjamins. Then they know that you're serious. So then that's when you can make the deal. If you say, just give me a break, or when you have a credit card, a lot of the dealers will charge you extra, including Sparks Firearms, for the credit card fee. Sparks is trying to give you the best price he can and get the cheapest price out there and give you the opportunity to buy the gun at the cheapest possible price. Other gun dealers put in that 3 to 5% credit card charge on every gun just bump up the price. So you're not really getting, somebody's eating that price. So anyways, some of the dealers, well, all of the dealers have to pay that credit card fee when you use your card. And I say credit card fee, but that means your debit card too. So if you bring cash, you already know about how much the gun is going to be, right? Because you already researched it. If you have that much cash, and some of these guns, you got to go to the bank. Some of those ATMs will only give you $400. So you might have to go to the bank first and pull out that $1,300 to make a deal for that gun. And don't forget tax. It's always there. Uncle Sam always wants his. All right. Anything that's normal in the gun show that you want that, I mean, not even the most popular, but something that everybody has. I want even like a Glock. Maybe I want an XD 9mm compact. It seems like every single dealer has one of those on the shelf somewhere. Or I just want a 1911 or whatever. Here's where you can really shop. And this is what I do. If I know exactly what I want and it's not super hot and super popular, I can go to just about any gun table and find the cheapest price. And I've done it before when I want a gun. I'm like, when I wanted that P32, I knew exactly what I wanted. I knew they were retailing at $310 to $320, and I wanted a deal. So I got there 9 o'clock, right when the show opened, ran through every single booth, looked at every single one, and then came back to the guy that had the best price. And on top of that, I asked him, hey, would you do a military discount? Would you take 10% off if I gave you cash? Will you give me a deal? And he did give me a deal because I pulled out Benjamins, even though it was only 2.5 of them. But it cash talks. So do that. Get there early. Go ahead and talk to the dealer. Tell him what you want. When you come by, some of the biggest dealers, it's going to be hard. You know, he's got 500 guns on the table, and you're looking for a Caltech P32. Go ahead, when the show first opens, he will not be busy. He'll stand there waiting for people to come in. Ask him, hey, I'm looking for the best price on a Caltech P32. What do you got? And he'll say, hey, it's right here. And he looks at the price, or he'll tell you right off of your head, his top of his head is $299. And then you, hey, is that the best you can do? Yep. Thank you very much. And you told him everything he needs to know, and then he doesn't waste his time with you trying to pressure break your arm into a sale. You don't get annoyed because he's trying to show you something else when you want a Caltech 32, and he goes, well, I have a North American Arms 32 that's only $400 more expensive. You know, whatever it is, I'm looking for a Caltech P32, and I'm looking for the best price. What do you got? That way, you can still be friends, even though you are trying to undercut him. He doesn't care, because he knows that he either has the best price or he doesn't. And his price is set by how much he bought the gun for. Nothing else. I got news for you, all those people that think all the price gouging and stuff, there is a little bit of that, but most of it is the price of the gun was bought at by the distributor. He's got to do a markup and make a sale so he can stay in business. And that's it. So, and some distributors will be more expensive than others. Distributors get the same thing going. They'll lower their price when they want to get rid of a gun like that. You know, the distributor looks across his warehouse, and he's got a pallet of Caltech P32 sitting there, and they've been there so long that they got dust on them. The distributor is making a deal just like the dealer would. So there you go. That's how you do it. And then take copious notes of who had what where, because you will forget, and then you will be that person going around trying to look, and the dealer will be laughing at you when you say, oh, you had the best price, comes up, and then you go, oh, you didn't. And he'll be like me and laugh at you and say, you forgot, didn't you? All right, the other kind of buyer that I've seen is probably not a lot of you guys, but they're there. They're looking for a gun. They don't know what kind. They don't know what type. They don't know anything. They just know they need a gun. What they really need is knowledge, right? If you guys listen to the show, Bob, you know that every gun fits every person differently, and every person needs a different gun just about. Not everybody needs a Glock 19. I'm sorry, James Yeager, that is not the answer to every question, is a Glock 19 when it comes to handguns. So, man, if you're looking for knowledge like that, or you know somebody that is, go ahead and go to the show. There'll be dealers like myself that will spend tons of time with you. Don't think they're being rude by answering multiple people and multiple questions at the same time. The only thing I dislike about the gun show, working the gun show, is there is five people standing there and they all want to answer questions. And it's not because I want to sell a gun, it's because I like to teach. I mean, why do I do these podcasts, right? Because I get paid big bucks. No. Bob used to take me out to lunch for podcasts. Now I give them to him for free. So, I mean, that's the most I've ever been paid to record one of these shows. I just love doing this knowledge and giving everybody away stuff and talking about guns. It's my passion. I love it, and I think I'm halfway decent at it. But you guys can be the judge of that. Anyways, so if you go there for knowledge, talking to the dealer, be prepared for the dealer to be answering multiple people's questions at the same time. And we generally get pretty good at this, and I get good at it, not by knowing the person, but by knowing the gun they want. Super simple. You know, people come in, and last weekend a lady came in like three times, and I remembered her kid, her teenage son, because he was saving up to buy an AR, and I know what he wanted, a Diamondback AR. So when they came back in as a family, I remembered, oh yeah, Diamondback AR. So when you're talking to the dealer, he'll probably remember more about the gun than the person, and he will answer multiple questions at multiple times. It doesn't mean he doesn't like you. It doesn't mean he's trying to be a jerk. He doesn't mean he doesn't want to spend time with you. The reality is there's one of him and there's five people trying to ask questions, and he is in business to sell guns because that's how he probably makes a living, and that's why he's there. So don't worry about it. Go in there. You can get plenty of knowledge about guns. Ask questions and have a good time. Talk to a lot of people. I'm all about that. But I am going to ask you one question, and that really, people will come in and I will spend half an hour talking to them about which gun they need to buy, which one is the best, which all this stuff. I will give free lessons to ladies on how to load, unload, how to run a slide. I did that a couple episodes ago for this show, and I give all this stuff away for free. Teach them how to fit the gun to their hand and how to use the gun. And then they put it down. They say, thank you very much. I appreciate that. They have it $10 cheaper over there. I'm going to go over there. Oh, come on. An hour worth of time with a top level instructor is not worth $10. I mean, come on. If you go to some of these top level instructors, I mean, I said, James Yeager, he used to charge $1,000 a day to go to one of his courses. So if you get time with somebody that knows all this stuff that you don't and is going to give you their knowledge and experience, don't hobble over the $10. Just buy the gun and call it a tip for the knowledge that person gave you. It's well worth a couple bucks. And the last thing is gun dealers have feelings. They're people. I mean, we're not cold, heartless. I don't know. Anyways, I had somebody come up with me, said that Smith & Wesson, M&P they wanted, the 9mm, and then he went to the other guy because it was $20 cheaper, and he found out it was used, and then he came back to me, and then he wanted to chew on me on the price again. I was like, no. He looked at me. I would not give him the time of the day after that. I said, the price is the price on the gun. If you want it, you can do the paperwork. If not, we're done. I've got other people I need to deal with. So I basically told him, buy the gun or go away. It's really aggravating to spend tons of time with somebody and then have them to go, well, I'm going to go get it cheaper. A thank you is really cool. I really appreciate the thank yous, but I am there to make a buck, to sell a gun for the person that hired me to do that. Anyways, so that's kind of the negative stuff. Here, let's talk about making a deal totally, because you can find deals and you can make deals at a gun show. I told you that those oddball things are probably the ones to go. Some of them that just every, like if you want a 22, whatever, if you're looking for a 22 handgun, look for the one that the guy will give you a deal on, right? I mean, lots of people walk up and they go, oh, it's a 22 Ruger SR22, there's a 22 Beretta, and there's a 22 Walther, and a 22 SIG. And they don't really care. They like all the guns the same. They want a deal on one of them. Well, there's where you can really make a deal. So here's a couple of tips on making a deal with somebody like me that will help you. First of all, make a relationship with that person behind the counter. And I don't mean like suck ass to them or anything like that. Sorry for the bad word, Bob. But don't do that. Just talk to them and talk to what you want. People that come by that are looking for a specific gun, I can tell because they're looking at all of them, and I go, hey, can I help you? Looks like you got a question. He goes, nope, just looking. No, you are looking for a specific gun. Why don't you just tell me, and I will tell you if I have one or not. You know, don't be like that. Just talk to them. talk to what they're looking for. If you buy from the same dealer all the time, and then they know you already, big plus, right? I had a guy buy a gun from Sparks 2 weeks ago, came in this last week, bought another gun from him. And if he had asked for a deal, he's the kind of guy that would get the deal, because he walked over and goes, hey, he looks around. I talked to him for about 5 minutes. And he goes, you know what? You're right. I want that gun. And then he bought it, and he gave me a hard time about not talking to him the week before because I was talking to other people. Really, really cool guy. Bought he bought an XDS 2 weeks ago, and then he bought the FN Tactical 45, which I just keep drooling over every time we get one in the shop, but they're hard to find too. So there's another one of those oddballs. If you see it, just buy it. So anyways, just tell them what you want. Talk to them about what you're looking for. And then admire something on the table. Say, hey, that's really cool that you guys have one of those in stock. And don't be, oh, it's cool that you have a Glock 19 in stock. Come on. You know, but that XD or that FN Tactical 45, that's an oddball thing. And they look at, wow, that's a really cool gun you got in stock. And then you can point out a good price that you see on a gun, too. Hey, those are really great prices you've got. And it's not being mean, but it's talking to them like a person. You know, you don't go into somebody's house and want a favor and then go, hey, your drapes suck. And you might want to change that. You know, if you spent more than $5 on them, they might look good. Come on, be nice. So making a dealer, build a little relationship, talk to the dealer. I mean, get to know their name. I introduce myself to everybody. That's always a good way to start, right? You know that psychologically, the best words anybody can ever hear out of somebody else's mouth is their own name. So learn the name and actually use it. Here's a cool little tip that you probably don't know. The higher priced guns generally have a little more margin put into them. So if you're looking for a $1,500 1911 or $2,000 AR, the owner has a little bit more fluff in there and can work a little bit more on that and might be able to do you a better deal. If you are looking for a Glock, if you are looking for a $300 Caltech, he might have bought the Caltech from his distributor for $250, cost him $10 to ship, and then he's got a bunch of time to do all his inventory stuff and put it out there, and now he's got it out there for $300. So, I mean, hard cost in there. He's got $260 into the gun. He's probably not going to give it to you for $270 because $10 is not worth his time to make that much money. You think it is, but it's not. It cost him tons of time and money to buy that table, and the amount of paperwork the ATF makes you do for a gun is ridiculous. So look at those higher priced items, and that's where you can chew on the price a little bit. The other secret of making a good deal is finding that item that's been on the shelf for a while. If it's a gun dealer like even Sparks Firearms that does 3-4 gun shows a month, man, he gets tired of looking at some of the guns. If you can find that gun and you want that gun that he's been tired of looking at for the last 3 months because he has to box it up, set it out, you know, and just like some guns get no love. So if you find that gun too, that could be a gun that you might want. Our shop, we had a 300 AAC Blackout, beautiful rifle, you know, high-end AR, and it was in the 300. But nobody wanted it forever. Got no love. And I know that gun, the Sparks family was getting tired of boxing up, taking it to shows back and forth, and just getting tired of seeing the thing. I know if you had made him a deal before somebody bought it, that you probably could have got it for less. Next on that is you got to find a decision maker at the table if you want to make a deal. Like me, I work for Sparks Firearms, but the price is the price. If I want to make a deal for you, I have to go to Steve and ask him about making a deal. So instead of talking to me when you want a deal, you really want to go find that decision maker, the person that can make a deal for you. So that's a good question to ask, you know, when you're looking at it. Hey, I'm thinking about, you know, offering you a price on this. Can we make a deal? And he says, hey, I don't do that. Or, you know, hey, I can't do that. I would tell you, I can't do that. Steve is the only one you have to talk to. And Steve is normally busy at the gun show, so you'd have to wait and talk to him. So you got to find that decision maker, and you're probably going to have to wait to talk to that person to make that deal. Another great trick of the deal making is don't just think the gun itself. What do we all need with guns? Magazines and ammo, right? Well, a lot of magazines and or ammo have more margin built into them, and the dealer may be able to do you a deal. Like if you buy a Glock Gen 3 right now, they come with 2 magazines. How many magazines do you want with a gun? Just kidding. 5 or 6 is a good number to have of magazines. So if you want more magazines and you're going to buy them anyways, ask the dealer if he's got some more magazines for the gun or he's got ammo for it, and make a deal on buying the whole package. The more money you spend, the more stuff you buy, the more likely the dealer is to make a deal in the whole thing, not just for the gun. And if you're going to buy all that stuff anyways, why don't you see if you can get it at a deal? The last trick I have for you, or a tip, I guess it's not a trick, it's more like a tip, is if you're going to buy multiple guns, buy them from the same dealer. Either way, you're going to get reported or you're not, whatever your state law is. Anyways, that's a big net mess. I won't even go there. But if you're going to buy multiple guns or you want multiple guns in the weekend, if you buy them from one dealer, he's more likely to give you a deal. If I bought two guns from, I mean, we did it last gun show, that one guy bought two guns from him and they were high-end guns. I think his bill was almost $2,000 and he said, hey, how about $50 off? And the owner of the gun shop was like, yeah, we can do that, because they bought two high-end guns and he asked the right person, right? So that's the last tip I have. If you buy multiple guns from one dealer, or you buy your gun again and again from the dealer like I do, Steve is my, I kind of laugh at the gun shows, I say it's like selling crack. He's my crack dealer. Yes, I know, Homeland Security, I said crack dealer. Anyways, I just want to say hi to those guys out there listening. He knows that he gets all my business, and he gets it because he'll give me a deal. When I walk in there, you know, hey, he had this little LCR I wanted. It was used. He gave me an outstanding deal on it, so no big deal. Well, it was a big deal, but he got rid of it. He turned it in 2 days. Worked out awesome. So when you start buying all your guns from one person, and not just saying you will, but actually buy multiple guns from them, you can get a great deal. All right, last tip about finding this price shop at a gun show. If you just want to price shop something, you know exactly what you want, you know it's not that hot, but you know a lot of people are going to have them, you got to get there right there at 9 o'clock when they open. Actually, you probably should be there about 8:30 nowadays with how many people show up early. Be one of the first in lines to get in the show and just run through the show meticulously. So up and down the aisles, don't go back and forth. Don't skip the little tables. I don't know. We sold out of an XDS like that, like, you know, by noon on Saturday or whatever it was, 2 o'clock. And then at the end of the day, we were packing up. I started talking to the dealer next to us who had two tables, and they were former Marines. So they were a lot of fun to talk to, had some really high end ARs, but had like five handguns. And one of them was an XDS, and they had a better price on it than we did. Well, nobody stopped by at their two little tables to look. So don't miss those little tables too. When you run through, ask the dealer right off, say, hey, I'm looking for this. We already talked about that. I'm looking for this gun and I'm looking for the best deal. He'll tell you what he's got. Go run through the shop. You got to be quick. I mean, you got to get through that thing in like half an hour tops, maybe 20 minutes is your best thing to shoot for, and then take your copious notes so you know which one to go back to. And that's how you can make a great deal really fast. The last thing I want to say about gun shows is go have fun. Talk to the vendors. Man, I want to talk to everybody that walks by. There's thousands of people that come to a Texas gun show, and I would love to talk to every single one that goes by. And I'm the gun dealer, right? It's so much fun. Talk to other people at the show. If you're carrying a gun, just bump into somebody and talk to them. A couple of shows ago, somebody was carrying a beautiful Dragunov sniper rifle. I was like, hey, are you selling that or what? And she goes, no, you want to see it though? And so we started this 10-minute conversation walking around the gun show talking about this Dragunov rifle and how her and her husband, that were both there, shoot the rifle, and they're pig hunters and all this other stuff. And they let me play with their beautiful Dragunov and look through it and stuff. So anyways, just start a conversation with somebody. You'll have a great time. And then the best time to kind of do that is at the end of the day on Saturday when the dealer starts getting winding down about 3 o'clock. About 3 to 4:30 when the gun show closes at 5, there is nothing for the gun dealers to do. They start talking to each other. So if you want to go make friends and just hang out, that is the perfect time if you just want to talk to somebody else. And the last tip I'll give you to have fun is carry something cool. That lady was carrying a Dragunov over her shoulder with the original scope and everything on it. That was a lot of fun to talk to them about it, and they got to talk to a lot of people about it. So if you carry something cool, you don't have to sell it. Just be prepared to say, no, it's not for sale. And then you get to talk to those people. It's a lot of fun. Go to a gun show, have fun, and definitely check your weapon in, make sure it's unloaded, all that other jazz, because the loudest sound you'll ever hear is a bang when you're expecting a click, and a click when you're expecting a bang. Stay safe.